Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. For all my new subscribers, I want to say welcome to this channel. And if you haven't already, please go check out the forums, the two forums that I have started for all my subscribers. The links are down below. Both of them are kind of dormant right now. I think it's because of the summer. And I'm hoping that they're going to start picking up again. So all of you, if you are receiving dreams, words, visions, messages from the Lord, this is a great place for you to go and to share with all of us what the Lord is showing you. It's a dream forum. And the other one is a connect with one another forum, a safe haven forum for people to connect with one another in the different areas where they live. So like I said, please go check those out. I'd like to see them starting to come back to life a little bit more. So if you could just share with one another, this is the whole idea. You know, we are the body of Christ, and we are to be there for one another and to be sharing what the Lord has been showing us and placing on our hearts. All right, well, I want to share with you two things that the Lord has given me. One, they're both warnings. One is a word that I received, and then another one is a message. So when I get a word from the Lord in the middle of the night, if He gives me a location or a place, usually I will put that out there even though I don't have any other information. And this has happened for the last few years. For those of you who have been with me for many years, you know I've talked about this before. The Lord will give me a location, but He won't show me anything else. And I believe the reason He gives that to me is so that we are called to pray for that area, to pray for the believers and the people that are there. So once again, I got a location. I woke up to the words Manhattan, and then I heard Watch Manhattan. So brothers and sisters, for all of you who are prayer warriors, I call upon you to start praying now for that location. And we know this is why the Lord gives us warnings, is so we can be praying. All right, now I want to go ahead and share with you a message that I received. Now, I received this message on July 7th, 2022, and I felt in my spirit that I was to wait to release it. Partly because the Lord had already given me a message on persecution. And this one is also about persecution and what's coming. And now I understand why the Lord wanted me to wait. And this is the time for me to now to release it. So I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. Here's what I heard while I was praying. I heard this. There is a lot going on behind the scenes that most do not know or understand. They are planning to lay traps for my people. My people are considered the true enemy, the true target, not countries, but individuals. The warfare has gone from spiritual to now physical, and the attacks will become real and manifested. Most will not understand, but all those who hear this message will now know that they are the targeted. Rejoice, just as they persecuted me, so they shall you. Did I not say that the servant is not greater than the master? If you are my disciples, you will follow down the same path. You will follow down the path of righteousness, the path of peace, the path of sanctification and holiness, and the path of persecution. Not all will fall into the hands of the enemy. Only a chosen few who are considered worthy to spread my message inside the camps. Others will be scattered and hidden, both physically and spiritually. The persecutions that are coming will separate the men from the boys, the wheat from the tares, and the goats from the sheep. It will be the great divider and the ultimate test before death. Pray for your brethren and pray to be able to escape all that is coming. Pray to be able to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. Many will deny my name and will then secure their place in eternity with the enemy's final destination. I grieve that they did not come to me for help or strength or life. They chose the easy way out, the broad path that leads to damnation. Find the narrow road that leads to everlasting life of peace, love, and light. Turn back your hearts to me. Forsake the ways of the world and commit your ways to me, and I will see you through. As persecution comes, so will my grace and my glory. I will manifest myself in you and for you. I will be your helper and deliverer and strong tower. Look to me, and fear will disappear. Stay true, my little ones. You are not alone. Your Savior, Jesus. And then I waited a little bit and I heard this. Prepare for what is coming by remaining in my presence. Cultivate a stronger relationship and walk with me. And that was the end of this message. All right, I'm going to end now with a very sobering passage of scripture. Please hang in there and listen to all of it because it goes with the message. It's John 15, verses 18 through 25. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. This is Jesus talking from the Word of God. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they would obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them the works no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. As it is, they have seen, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what was written in their law. They hated me without reason.